The Iran war ceasefire, which lasts till April 22nd, is hanging by a thread after the collapse of negotiations in Islamabad, but efforts at diplomacy are continuing on several fronts. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke about the situation at UN headquarters in New York, saying that the world is moving toward fragmentation and power competition, and international law is indispensable. And he says that is urgent for the Middle East.
There is no military solution to this crisis. Peace agreements require persistent engagement and political will. Serious negotiations must resume, and the ceasefire must be preserved and extended as necessary. International navigational rights and freedoms, including in the Strait of Hormuz, must be respected by all parties. It's time for restraint and responsibility. It's time for diplomacy over escalation, and it's time for a renewed commitment to international law.
After negotiations with Iran ended without agreement, President Donald Trump began a U.S. blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, and Iran threatened regional strikes in retaliation. But now Trump is suggesting that a second round of talks could take place in the next 2 days. Meanwhile, despite the ceasefire with Iran, fighting continues in Lebanon between Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah militants. More than 2,000 people have been killed in Israeli strikes, including 166 children and 88 medical workers. At the U.S. State Department, ambassadors of Israel and Lebanon met for their first direct talks in decades. Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke before the meeting.
This is a process, not an event. This is more than just one day. This will take time. But we believe it is worth this endeavor, and it's a historic gathering that we hope to build on.
He says the negotiations are about more than ceasefires, saying it's about bringing a permanent end to 20 or 30 years of Hezbollah's influence. And that, he says, will take time.
All of the complexities of this matter are not going to be resolved in the next 6 hours, but we can begin to move forward and create the framework where something can happen. Something very positive, something very permanent, so that the people of Lebanon can have the kind of future they deserve, and so that the people of Israel can live without fear and being struck by rocket attacks from a terrorist proxy of Iran.
After the talks, Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Yehiel Leiter, described the opening of direct talks as a victory for sanity, for responsibility, and for peace.
We talked about a number of things, and most importantly, the vision, the long-term vision, where there'll be a clearly delineated border between our countries, and where the only reason we'll need to cross each other's territory will be in business suits to conduct business or in bathing suits to go on vacation.
He says Hezbollah had warned Lebanon not to take part in the talks, but Lebanon said no. He described the talks as a wonderful exchange of over 2 hours.
This is an opportunity. This is the first time our two countries are sitting together in over 3 decades. Let's feel the moment. Let's enjoy the moment. And we enjoyed it together.
Amid the ongoing conflicts and shaky ceasefire, effects continue to be felt beyond the warring parties, with fears of the conflict spreading to other fronts. The UN's special envoy for Yemen, Hans Grundberg, says so far Yemen has avoided that fate, but he says risks remain, and the future of Yemen should not, in his words, be held hostage to regional turmoil.
We now look to the ceasefire between the United States and Iran to help end this conflict and begin lifting the long shadow of uncertainty and fear it has cast over the region. The stakes for the people of the region, including in Yemen, could not be higher. Yemen has not been spared the gravitational pull of this war.
The director of the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Edem Wosornu, says a decade of conflict has left the people of Yemen hanging by a thread.
More than 22 million people, nearly half of the population across Yemen, need humanitarian aid, and that number is rising. This crisis is hitting the most vulnerable, first and hardest. Hunger is tightening its grip. More than 18 million people face severe hunger.
Tensions remain high across the region. The U.S. blockade of Iran's ports and Iran's threats of retaliation risk reigniting the conflict. Legal experts will be watching to see if the U.S. blockade allows humanitarian aid to reach Iran. And the prospect of renewed talks with Iran brings a measure of hope. But the big issues are far from being resolved. UN Chief Guterres says too many are choosing to turn a blind eye on justice itself.
Around the world, and starkly in the Middle East, respect for international law is being trampled. Rules governing the use of force and the conduct of hostilities are ignored. Civilians are exposed to intolerable harm, humanitarian obligations are disregarded, and even the protections afforded to the United Nations and our personnel are violated.
He says this wholesale assault on international law has consequences.
Lawlessness breeds chaos. Lawlessness fuels suffering. Lawlessness leads to destruction. And this is not the moment to retreat from international law. It's the moment to reaffirm it.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.